Wednesday, March 6th, and welcome to episode 306 of Fault Lines, the National Security Institute's podcast that gets you quickly up to speed three times a week on the national security and foreign policy debates shaking up America. I'm NSI Senior Fellow Morgan Vigna, and I'm joined today by NSI Founder and Executive Director Jamil Jaffer, NSI Deputy Executive Director Jessica Jones, and Senior Fellow Lester Munson. Today, we are taking a look at the visit to Washington by Benny Gantz, member of Israel's war cabinet and former Israeli defense minister. While in town earlier this week, he met with Vice President Kamala Harris and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Much has been made of this visit, not least for its spiciness in Israeli politics. Gantz is considered a political moderate and a rival of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Now, the hot gossip out of Israel is that Netanyahu was furious with the visit, quipping that there's only one prime minister at a time, and directed the embassy in Israel, or in Washington, not to support Gantz's visit. However, it's worth noting that when it actually comes to substance on Israel's war with Hamas, there's actually very little daylight between Gantz and Netanyahu. Gantz, unsurprisingly, took a lot of heat from the White House during his visit, particularly when it came to humanitarian aid delivery into Gaza. Last week, the White House blamed Israel for the fighting around an aid convoy, which reportedly resulted in the deaths of 100 people. Then, just ahead of her meeting with Gantz on Sunday, Vice President Harris delivered a speech in Selma, Alabama, in which she called the situation in Gaza a humanitarian catastrophe. At the same time, it's been 150 days, and the hostages which Hamas kidnapped from Israel on October 7th, including at least eight Americans, are still being held. Hamas has so far refused to cooperate in negotiations for their return. Les, I'm going to turn it over to you first. There seems to be a lot of politics playing out with both the United States and Israel. What's going on here?
So I think there are a lot of politics playing out. I think both Washington and Jerusalem are trying to manipulate domestic political concerns. And I don't necessarily use manipulate in a bad way. Biden in particular has got a problem with his base on his Gaza policy. Everyone knows this. His policy has been to be completely allied with the Netanyahu government in Israel, but he can't admit that. I think there's a similar situation going on in Israel where Netanyahu is very unpopular for probably not being tough enough on the Palestinians and Hamas. So there's these interesting similarities and mirror images of each other in the politics here. I think this visit is part of an attempt by the White House and by Netanyahu to accommodate these politics. I think it's entirely intentional. Gantz met with the vice president. I think President Biden, for his part, and his team are trying to set up a release valve for the stress in the political system by having those two meet with each other and discuss what appear to be alternatives to what the U.S. policy really is, which is very strong support for Israel. Is it a mirage? A little bit. I think the Biden administration wants to make it look like they're considering alternatives to being super tough on the Palestinians when, in fact, they are really not. And I think at the end of the day, Biden and Netanyahu are very closely allied on what the policy is going to be. And any daylight that people think they see between them is an illusion.
Jamil, you always have a lot to say about this. What do you think?
Yeah, I think Les has it exactly wrong. I mean, I think that actually there's a significant amount of delta between where the president is today and has been for the last few months, which is fairly strong support of Israel. And he's been backing off of that rapidly. And his vice president even more so has been backing off that rapidly, culminating in the speech in Selma, knowing that she's about to meet with Benny Gantz. And so this idea that sort of Netanyahu endorsed this visit and is sort of letting it happen and it's all a pressure release valve, Netanyahu does not care two hoots about Joe Biden and his domestic problems. Netanyahu cares about the war in Gaza, and he's concerned that Benny Gantz is undermining him by coming here. You know, you notice that Benny Gantz did not get pre-approval to go on this trip. He didn't notify anybody. The approval only came while he was on the plane on the way to the U.S. That does not bespeak the kind of planning and coordination that Les has made up in his mythical world. It bespeaks Benny Gantz undermining Netanyahu and trying to do a deal with the Americans and the Biden administration changing its policy. I think you're right, Les. It's about domestic politics, but they're changing their policy. This is not some top cover for a strong Israel policy. This is a failing Biden administration failing once again.
Les, your name was invoked. Care to comment?
Well, I am happy to let Jones be the tiebreaker on this argument. That would be just fine with me. Well, I do think we just need to be a little grounded in reality here, folks. We've got world-class political teams in Israel and in the Biden administration
world-class.
who are working to kind of support their their bosses, their principals, political objectives here. That is what is happening. Let us be very realistic when we assess these things. The headlines are not necessarily what we think they are. There have also been reports that Gantz did get permission from Netanyahu to go.
The fact that he is showing up
and meeting with Kamala Harris, who is very obviously being set up as the spokesperson to Biden's far left base, the progressives, on this issue, it's entirely planned. Folks, let's just be realistic about this. We are seeing a masterclass in the confluence of foreign policy and domestic politics.
Just real quick. The idea that the Biden administration that's running Joe Biden, who is the only person in the Democratic Party who could probably lose to Donald Trump for president, the idea that they're running a masterclass in American politics is laughable at best. I mean, come on, Les. Like, that's ridiculous on its face.
Jones, please be a moderating force here.
Yeah, I hate to say that I agree a little bit with both of them, which, sorry, Les, is not quite the tiebreaker. I can totally see Les's point here in the U.S., like smart political ploy played by the Biden administration to give top cover to, you know, the more left part of their party. But also, I mean, this is in the backdrop of, you know, humanitarian airdrops happening, you know, the second one this week. So there, it's not just words, right? There's action. The Biden administration sees the humanitarian crisis and it's trying to do something, not just talk to Gantz about it. And so I think it's a little more than Les's point. I don't think it's all spin from the Biden administration. So I do wonder how much daylight there is between President Biden and Bibi. I wonder if it's growing. And to Jamil's point, you know, I think I was reading a Washington Journal article and they called it like team of rivals over in the war cabinet, which is true. Everyone's got their own intrigues amongst the three. And I think as they're looking forward past today into, you know, a future past a ceasefire, they're playing out their political tensions right now. And we're starting to see perhaps the unity that we once saw is crumbling a little as they look forward.
I think you agree with me, Jess. I don't think you agree with Les at all. I think you're on my team. What do you mean? Don't split the baby. You're on my team. I win.
So final word here. Politics in both Israel and the United States are highly, highly complicated right now. And everything is on fire. So with that, that is a wrap. Thanks to Devlin Burney, Claude Jennings, and the NSI staff for their help in producing today's episode. Join us again on Friday, March 8th, for our next episode of Fault Lines. Fault Lines is now on YouTube, so check out our channel for a video of today's episode. If you like what you heard, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.